practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again for another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast, originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I am Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, with others of like precious faith at a good, solid, Bible-believing church. Today, we want to begin the program with an old hymn of the faith, Glorious Things Are Spoken of Thee.
Things of thee are spoken, Zion City of our God. He whose word cannot be broken formed thee for his own abode. On the rock of ages founded, what can shake thy sure repose? With salvation walls surrounded, thou mayst smile at all thy foes. See the streams of living waters springing from eternal love. Well, supply thy sons and daughters, and all such a river ever flows that thirst to assuage. Grace which like the Lord the giver never fails from age to age. Round each see the cloud and fire appear, for a glory and a covering, showing that the Lord is near. Thus they march, the pillar leading, light by night and shade by day.
What a true joy it is for us to be able to put on this program so that together we can focus on the Lord early on a Sunday morning. And again, of course, I say every Sunday morning, and I want to repeat it again today, that the real purpose of this particular program, other than to exalt the Lord, is to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. And I trust that today you're going to such a church. And if you do not have a church to attend and you live in the Altoona, Pennsylvania area, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. That would be 315 40th Street. And it would be no greater joy than for us to be able to meet you face to face. So why don't you drop out and visit us today? We have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30, and then our evening service tonight is at 6 o'clock. And of course, I say this every Sunday morning, but I do believe it, and that is the fact that if indeed you have a prayer request, please don't hesitate to send it our way. Or if you have a question on the Bible or need some counseling on how to walk with the Lord, we would be delighted to serve you if we can. Again, you can call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you may email us, and that email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And our mailing address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Today we are going to continue our annual missions conference. I say we're continuing it because it started last night here at the church when we had an international dinner with all of our missionaries and some delicious food from various parts of the world. But we are going to continue this morning at 9:30, where we will be having a combined Sunday school class on a symposium, as it were, with our missionaries. In other words, we're going to be talking to them about missions, about their particular missions ministry, and we would truly be delighted to have you drop by and visit us at 9:30. Then this morning at 10:30, we will continue our service. We will be having missionary presentations, and the speaker this morning will be Keith Davidson, who is with Seedline International. Then this evening at 6 o'clock, we'll be having our evening service, where our speaker tonight will be Kevin Callahan of International Partnership Ministries. And then tomorrow night, that is on Monday at 7 o'clock, and Tuesday at 7 o'clock, we will be continuing our missions conference, and our speaker, of course, will be Dr. Satish David tomorrow night, and then on Tuesday, Nehemiah Paul. But we would invite you to come on out and be a part of what we're going to be doing this week. We believe in missions. Missions is a very significant part of the Christian life and certainly should be a priority in every local church. And we would love to have you a part of our missions conference this week. Again, this morning at 9:30, 10:30, and 6 o'clock tonight, and then tomorrow night and Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. Now, we would ask you to pray for us tomorrow morning because we are going to be distributing New Testaments to the students of the Altoona School District, particularly in the junior and senior high school. We've been doing this every so many years here through the ministry of the Faith Baptist Church, and we're going to do it again. And what we will do is meet here at the church at 6 o'clock for some prayer and organization, and then we will go from here to the junior and senior high school in Altoona to distribute Bibles. If you would like to be a part of that, we would be delighted to have you with us. Just show up at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. If you cannot be a part of it, please pray for us as we give out these New Testaments to these young people and pray that they will read them and come to the saving knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Like I say, we've done this in the past. We try to do it about every 3 or 4 years, and it's just a part of our desire to get the Word of God into the hands of young people. For many years, we had a ministry here at Faith Baptist Church that we called Bibles to Altoona. And every Saturday, we would take a Bible out to a home in the city of Altoona, or I should say many homes in the city of Altoona, and give it to the people who lived in that particular home. And this, of course, is just an extension of that. And so I would encourage you to pray for us as we distribute Bibles to the young people of the junior and senior high schools here in Altoona tomorrow. But again, we would be delighted to have you drop by and visit us, particularly this morning as we begin our official gathering for our services. Now, we started last night, as I said, with our international dinner, but today is when the services actually begin, as it were. We would love to have you with us at 9:30, 10:30, and then again this evening at 6 o'clock, and then tomorrow and Tuesday at 7 o'clock. Our theme this year is Here, There, and Everywhere, taken from Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, where the Lord Jesus tells us that we are to be his witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost part of the earth. And so pray for us, drop by and visit us. We would love to be able to meet you. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have to do this broadcast this morning. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice, and for those who do not know you through faith in Jesus Christ, it's my prayer that they'll come to the saving knowledge of Christ this morning. But for those who are your children, they've been born again, I pray that you would encourage and strengthen them physically and spiritually, mentally and socially, as the result of this particular broadcast, and we will be careful to give you the praise and thanksgiving for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Here's a piano and organ duet with that great old hymn of the faith, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we turn to Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28, as I read verses 18, 19, and 20, where the Word of God says, And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Amen. That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Matthew chapter 28, verses 18, 19, and 20. And now before I deliver a message entitled Biblical Reasons for Supporting Missions, let's listen to another song. It may be new to you, but it's a tremendous song. It's simply entitled, I'm Saved. Well, can you say this morning, thank God you are free and that you are saved, which means that you are delivered from your sin, its power, penalty, and presence through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ alone. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, I would encourage you to call upon His name this morning and simply say, as Romans 10:13 says, say, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. It's Romans 10:13 that says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you've never done that, do so today by simply saying, Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me. And if you truly mean that, Jesus will save you. Well, as I said, we are involved with our annual missions conference here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, where our theme this week is Here, There, and Everywhere. And truly, we would invite you to pray for us and then come on out and be a part of us this morning at 9:30, 10:30, at 6 o'clock tonight, and then tomorrow at 7 o'clock, and Tuesday at 7 o'clock in the evenings. But the question that maybe come up in your heart or in your mind is simply this: why should I be involved in missions? Why should the local church be involved in missions? Beloved, I personally believe that missions is to be a priority in the life of every Christian and in the life of every local church. You know, in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, we see that the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking, and He gives us a very, very clear direction. This, of course, we know is a part of the Great Commission, where it says that Jesus said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That's missions. That's a part of that Great Commission that has never, ever been rescinded. Why should we do that? Why should every Christian be a part of the Great Commission? Why should every local church be a part of the Great Commission? Why must we support biblical missions? Well, allow me, if I may, to give you some facts to consider this morning. First of all, we should be involved in biblical missions because of the fact that all people are born in sin. All people are born in sin. They need to hear the message of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. And Romans chapter 3 and verse 23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." The reason why we believe in missions and why we should all be involved in missions is to take the word of God to those who don't know Christ. I define missions as evangelism, church planting, and discipleship. And of course, I know that there are related ministries to that. But as you read through the book of the Acts, that's what you will find that missions really is. It's evangelism, that is leading the lost to Christ, church planting, that is establishing a church in the local community, and then discipleship, or bringing people along in the things of the Lord. That's our responsibility. But it starts with evangelism, and we are involved with evangelism and missions because all are born in sin. Secondly, we need to support missions simply because of the fact that the people of the world have no knowledge of God. They have no knowledge of God whatsoever. They may think that they do. They may know about Him. They may even be religious to some degree, but they do not have a true knowledge of God. Once again, in Romans chapter 3, we find that is brought out for us. In verse 11, it says, "There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God." And you go down to verse 18 of the same chapter, it says, "There is no fear of God before their eyes." Why is it that there are those who do not seek after God? And why is it that there is no fear of God before the eyes of the people of the world? Well, it's simply because of the fact that they don't have a knowledge of God. They're not interested in God. They are only interested in doing their own thing. And so we have the privilege as Christians through missions to tell them about God and the Lord Jesus Christ with the intent that they might come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. The third reason why we should be involved in missions is simply because of the fact that Jesus Christ died for all people. He died for the people of the world. I am reminded of what the Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 5 and verses 6 through 8, where he said this, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly," which means the whole human race. It goes on to say, "For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." You see, Jesus Christ came into this world, and though he knew no sin, he went to the cross of Calvary and bore the sin of the entire human race so that through faith in him, they might have life eternal and life abundant. And we need to share that message with those around the world, whether it's right outside our front door or over in Africa or Asia or South America or whatever the case may be. We must relate the message to people that Christ died for all people, including every individual who is alive on the face of the earth or whoever will live. There's a fourth reason why we should be involved with biblical missions, and that is simply because of the fact that people need to know that Christ died for them personally. Now, this is tied in to the third point that I gave you, and that is that we need to be involved with missions because Christ died for all people, but they need to know that. And they won't know it unless somebody tells them. We need to be reminded of John chapter 3 and verse 16, where the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking concerning his work when he says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You see, it says there, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him," whosoever believeth in him, "should not perish, but have everlasting life." The whosoever includes everybody on the face of the earth. That is, those who have lived, those who do live, and those who will live on the face of the earth. The Lord Jesus Christ died for them. And people need to know that. People need the Lord. And so we need to be involved with missions. And then there's a fifth reason why I believe that we should be involved with missions, and that is because we as Christians, as God's people, have the great privilege to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible teaches us in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 that we are ambassadors for Christ. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 20, where it says, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God." You see, you and I who know the Lord Jesus Christ are representatives for Jesus Christ here on the earth, and we should be telling others about him on a constant basis. And that's what missions does. Why should we be involved in biblical missions? Because all are born in sin. Because people have no knowledge of God. Because Christ died for all people, because people need to know that Christ died for them, and because we have the privilege of teaching people about Christ. I would invite you to join us this week in our missions conference, and if you cannot join with us, please pray for us. But also, I challenge you to look at your own life. Are you involved with biblical missions? As a Christian, you need to be, and I pray that you are. And I pray that you will pray for missions, give to missions, and be willing to go to the mission field personally. Thank you for joining me today. Until next week, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The best is yet to come.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dull and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.